I am, and I'm saying S.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same thing. She's talking about the same thing.
I see. People use that word to indicate the same thing that she's talking about. What do you call the stuff that's left after the wood has burned down?
The ashes.
What color were those usually?
Gray.
It didn't vary according to the type of wood that you burned or anything
well,
like that?
Well, they might have, but most of them are gray that I've ever seen. Uh-huh.
Well, what about the thing at the top of the house on the outside, usually made out of brick, that the smoke goes through?
Chimney.
Now, what if it's one of these tall things that you might see at a factory? Do you still call it a chimney, or... Some other word.
No, I'd call it a chimney. Is there another word for it?
Some people call it smokestack.
Yeah, but you wouldn't, a house or fireplace, I don't think, in a home, you wouldn't call it that.
But at a factory, you
yeah.
call it
at a business place, I had a factory or something.
You mentioned the living room when you were talking about your house. Have you ever
that was called a parlor then.
A parlor.
Parlor, huh?
I see. Have you ever heard any other term for it used around here other than parlor or living room?
Sitting room.
Sitting room.
Uh-huh.
That would usually be considered the best room in the
mm-hmm.
house where,
yeah.
you'd, like, where you'd entertain company.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are some of the things that you'd have in a typical living room?
Way back then, they had what the couch, and they called it a davenport, or a couch, or a settee, and chairs, and a table, stand table, big square table is a stand table, and I've got one. It's got a great big glass ball, you know, claw feet and ball, a real antique stand table. And
is
then there was a.
Is that usually placed in front of the couch, or?
No, they usually had it in the corner, way back then. Mm-hmm, and with a lamp on it. And then there's a library table that's a long, narrow table. And I saw one at a sale Saturday, the prettiest thing I ever saw, it all redone. A library table.
You mentioned couch and
chair.
Davenport.
Mm-hmm. Settee.
Yeah, settee. What about sofa?
Yeah, sofa.
Mm-hmm. They all refer to the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about some typical things that you would have in an average bedroom?
Bed and dresser. And you mean way back then or now?
Well, both.
Well, back there you'd have a bed and dresser and maybe a chair. Now you'd have a bed and dresser and chest of drawers and a nightstand.
Now, when you,
that's what I have.
When you say dresser, do you mean something with drawers?
And yeah, and a mirror.
And a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say chest of drawers?
Mm-hmm, and then a chest of drawers. That's without a mirror. That's just about five drawers or four drawers some of them have.
Have you ever heard that called by any other name?
Chiffrobe.
Chiffrobe?
Mm-hmm.
Chiffonier?
Mm-hmm. Chiffonier used to be called chiffonier way back.
Well, what about the place where you, the thing that's built in where you hang your clothes?
Wardrobe. Or closet?
Closet,
mm-hmm.
That's built in.
Mm-hmm.
But the wardrobe is, what, a separate piece?
Yes, it's a piece of furniture.
I see.
Mm-hmm. But it's to hang clothes in and have beautiful mirrors on that side. My cousin's got one. Oh, it's the prettiest thing. I'd sure like to have it.
Do you find many of those around anymore on the wardrobe?
Well, they're beginning to use them some more now. This place where I babysit out there, Ms. Wilson, has a beautiful one with bevel mirrors in it and doors. And
mm-hmm.
They're using them again.
What about the things that you put over your windows to keep out the sunlight? You call those?
Well, you'd call it shades or Venetian blinds. Or is some people just have draperies and don't have the shades or Venetian blinds.
Now, when you say shades, do you mean these things on rollers?
Yeah, window shades that rolls up and down. Mm-hmm.
I see.
They're called window shades instead of just shades. I think shades.